As a college student, you will probably have to write several papers that require research from multiple sources. Academic level research requires you to use multiple sources to create an argument or analysis. In the description of the assignment, your professor may ask for both primary and secondary resources, but what do these terms mean? Before we look at some definitions and examples of primary and secondary resources, it is important to note that the difference between primary and secondary resources is how you use them. One resource is not always a primary source, nor always a secondary source. Keep in mind when looking at the following examples that the two types of sources are differentiated by use, and the examples themselves can be used as both primary and secondary sources based on the needs of the research assignment. Usually, when given a research assignment, you are asked by your professor to analyze a piece of art, an article, or a set of data. These things are primary resources. Primary resources, generally, are those items your research project will analyze or interpret. In the course of your research project, you will create an argument that proves something about the meaning or value of the primary resource. Understand that the types of items used as primary resources tend to differ between disciplines. Looking at some examples will help clarify what I mean. Typically, similar resources are used for research projects in the humanities, which include literature, art, philosophy, history, etc. Primary sources for the humanities can usually be classified in two different categories, although exceptions can and do happen. First, a primary resource for the humanities may be an item created during the time period being studied. For example, if you are doing a research project on the plight of Texas farmers during the Great Depression, you could use personal letters, government documents, newspaper articles, or personal accounts as primary sources. All of these give firsthand contemporary information about the Great Depression era. The second type of primary resource for humanities could be the original transcript or publishing of a literary work, or an original piece of art you will analyze and interpret during the course of your research project. We will see an example of the latter type of resource in the next slide. When taking an art history class or even in a basic writing course, you may be asked to analyze and interpret an image. In this case, you are asked to analyze Frida Kahlo's What I Saw in the Water. For your research project, you have decided to answer the research question, how did Kahlo's physical pain affect her artistic work? You will analyze the image of Kahlo's painting to create an argument that answers the research question. In this example, Kahlo's painting is considered the primary source because your research project will focus mainly on interpreting the image. Primary sources for other disciplines, such as the sciences, social sciences, business, math, and engineering, usually differ from those used in the humanities. For these disciplines, you will mainly deal with two types of primary sources. First, you may focus on a data set gained by an original study or equation tables that need to be interpreted. Second, you may have to focus on critiquing or analyzing a study or argument presented by another researcher. Imagine you are taking a class in sociology and your instructor asks you to come up with a research study in which you must create a survey and write a paper about your findings. You decide to focus on the effect of race on enrollment at UT Tyler. You perform an informal survey that measures the racial demographics in freshman writing courses during the current semester. In this case, the results of the survey will act as your primary source for the paper. You will take your findings and use them to create an argument that answers the research question. When not focusing on data collected on your own, you are usually being asked to analyze another researcher's data, methodology, or analysis. For example, your psychology instructor may ask you to analyze Stanley Milgram's controversial psychological study discussed in Some Conditions of Obedience and Disobedience, and discuss the ethics of the author's methods. Because the main goal of your research project is to argue for or against Milgram's ethics, the data and analysis he provides in the article will be your primary source. Like primary sources, secondary sources have a certain function within academic level research. Secondary sources comment or analyze the primary source. Your research project does not focus on these works. Instead, you use these works to support your interpretation or analysis. Unlike primary sources, secondary sources have more similarity across disciplines. You will usually find your secondary sources in books, journals, documentaries, article collections, etc. The examples used for secondary sources refer back to the earlier primary source examples so that you can see how primary and secondary sources interact during the course of the research project. To go back to the art history example we used earlier, we are still trying to answer the question, how did Kahlo's physical pain affect her artistic work? As we are analyzing the images in What I Saw in the Water, we find an article by Valmantras Budris about Kahlo's physical ailments, her neurological pain, and her heart. As we are analyzing the images in What I Saw in the Water, we find an article by Valmantras Budris about Kahlo's physical ailments, her neurological pain, and her art. The article would be a great secondary source because it provides you with physical descriptions of Kahlo's ailments and pain. The article would be a great secondary source because it provides you with physical descriptions of Kahlo's. The article would be a great secondary source because it provides you with physical descriptions of Kahlo's ailments and pain that help you better understand the visual imagery of the painting. You will use Budri's article to support your own interpretation of the painting. For the sociological research study on the effects of race on college enrollment, you will need to find secondary sources that support your argument or show precedence for your conclusions. This article would work very well as a secondary resource because it is a rather current study discussing the effect of race on high school students' decision to attend college. The article can provide support for your own analysis of the findings in your survey. For the analysis of Milgram's ethics, we again want to find a resource that helps support our answer to the research question, are the methodologies used in Milgram's obedience study ethical? Thomas Blass's article not only provides the author's analysis of Milgram's study, but he also provides a historical overview of the critical discussion about Milgram's work. Blass's article then not only provides good information for supporting your argument, but it also provides a list of other articles and books that can be used as a secondary source. In summary, both primary and secondary resources are necessary for academic level research. Primary and secondary sources are distinguished by usage. Types of primary and secondary sources differ based on discipline or research need. And when in doubt about the type of primary or secondary sources to use, you can always consult your professor or reference librarian. All of these types of sources can be found in both print resources and in some of our online databases. So with all the ways you can get information, you should not be afraid to start researching. You have so much information at your fingertips, but remember, if you have any questions or find you need any help, there are always librarians at the reference desk waiting to help you. You can either come in, call, email, or even send a question through our online chat, which can be found on both the library homepage or in your subject research guide.